Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The Defence Force's Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, speaking today at the RACO conference, reassured families that Irish troops in Lebanon are safe and also that they are well stocked with supplies. Lieutenant General Clancy reiterated remarks he made on Drive Time yesterday as well, that no troops had requested to come home and morale is good, he said, and the resilience of the troops is extraordinary. They were his words. I'm joined now by RACO General Secretary, Lieutenant Colonel Conor King. You're very welcome, Conor, to the programme. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said at your conference today that there was no plan to withdraw troops, even in the event of violence between Israel and Hezbollah worsening. Is that a situation you agree with?
Absolutely, Cormac, and thanks for having me on the show. Our members, our colleagues in the Defence Forces are under no illusions that when we deploy overseas, there is a certain level of risk, but we're well trained, well equipped and well led to deal with any eventuality, including what's happening at the moment.
But there have been humanitarian agencies who've been targeted in Gaza in the past year, and so it's something we've covered extensively on this programme, and there have been casualties as well. So some level of risk surely has been elevated somewhat.
Absolutely. I suppose we can draw a distinction between the horrors of what's happening in Gaza and the kinetic and fluid situation that's going on in the UNIFIL area of operations at the moment. The bases of UN personnel are very, very well laid out, but they're also very well fortified and defended. And we're confident that our members and our colleagues and from Ogle Ibn Héireann are in a good place in terms of mitigation of any risks that may happen.
I believe Irish officers liaise with Hezbollah and Israel as much as possible. Are you happy with the level of communication between the warring parties at the moment?
Well, I wouldn't be able to comment at that high level in terms of the force commander level and the tripartite arrangements that exist between the parties as such. However, I can agree with you and confirm that there is an Irish involvement in the liaison branch that comes under the force commander in UNIFIL. And certainly the lines of communication are always open in that regard.
OK. Can I ask you about your conference and the demands at the conference you've been making? You have reiterated your call to apply the working time directive to the Defence Forces.
Absolutely. It's a fundamental building block for retention and recruitment in the Defence Forces. Ogle Ibn Héireann is the only public sector body that currently doesn't record the working time of our members. And this means that, unfortunately, sometimes the rates of remuneration, rates of pay, and more importantly, the transparency and predictability of working conditions are not attractive. And we need to be an employer of choice if we're going to get to the level of ambition too, as mandated by the Commission on the Defence Forces.
And you're also looking for improvements in pension arrangements.
Absolutely. Over 55% of our members and across the board in the Defence Forces, but also in an Garda Síochána, fire service and prison officers having an inadequate and inferior pension arrangement since 2013.
Do you think that'll happen? Improvements in pension arrangements, improvement in paying conditions, the working time directive. There is a record €1.3 billion allocation to the overall budget in defence, isn't there, this time round in the budget, budget 25? Are you saying that won't be implemented, all of your asks, even with that record spend?
No, I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I'm quietly confident that certainly the message has been received and understood. We've done a lot of research in terms of the turnover intent of our younger members who don't see a long-term career in the Defence Forces unless the simple matter of a supplementary pension for post-13s is brought in, and obviously the Working Time Directive, within which a lot of progress has been made, is urgently delivered. So the comments of the Taoiseach today were encouraging. The comments of the Chief of Staff today, who called for the reinstatement of the supplementary pension, were also very encouraging. And our members went away today heartened by the fact that it seems like we certainly have a listening ear at government and the support of our Chief of Staff for these vital retention measures.
Can they, despite the record spend, the record allocation, can they do it all? Pension improvements, pay and condition improvements, and also increase the numbers within the Defence Forces, because we have chronic understaffing, don't we? The goal is to get to 11,500 by 2028. Current strength is 7,500. There's a lot of work to do in terms of staffing, is there not?
there's no doubt there's a lot of work to do. And it's not a question of can we do it. We must do it. Like defence is a national competence. It's a public good. And we all must work together. And it's a whole of government issue, actually, to ensure that the Defence Forces is well equipped, that staffing shortages are ameliorated, and that the things that we have been calling for and that our members have been calling for are delivered. And I think we saw some indication today that work will intensify in the coming months in that regard.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. RACO General Secretary, Lieutenant Colonel Conor Keng, thank you very much.